On a quiet evening in Collierville, Tennessee, a knock at the door opened the final chapter of a secret that had been burning for years. Pastor Broads Perry was a man of faith, a leader, a husband, but behind the sermons and the smiles was a hidden world, one that only one woman knew too well. Her name was Latosha Daniels, a professional who spent her life healing others while silently falling apart. Their affair began in whispers and ended in gunfire. For 40 minutes, the apartment felt normal. Small talk, polite smiles, nothing out of place. But heartbreak doesn't leave cleanly. And when Latosha stepped toward the door that night, something inside her snapped. Moments later, bullets cut through the living room, a wife's scream filled the air, and a pastor lay dying on his own floor as his mistress cried out, "You broke my heart." This is not just a story of an affair. It is a story of obsession, unraveling, and the final moments when love turns deadly. Chapter 1, The Secret That Started Everything. The story of Latosha Daniels did not begin with violence. It began in a church, of all places, where broken hearts often hide behind perfect smiles. Little Rock, Arkansas. Sunday mornings smelled like coffee, perfume, and hope. People filled the pews with hands lifted high, but one man commanded the room, Pastor Broads Perry. He wasn't just a preacher, he was a presence. Confident, warm, a man who could look at you and make you believe he saw straight into your soul. That was the danger. Because when he met Latosha, something sparked instantly, a connection neither one of them admitted out loud, not at first. She was a licensed clinical social worker, sharp, respected, the kind of woman who spent her days fixing other people's pain while hiding her own. Their conversations started casually, quick hellos after service, a shared laugh at community events. But small moments can be the beginning of huge disasters. He told her she was brilliant, special, a light. She told herself it was innocent, but she knew better. Soon they texted late at night, then met for lunches that lasted too long, then drove to quiet corners of the city where no one asked questions. Broads knew exactly how to make her feel chosen, and for a woman who had grown up fighting for scraps of love, that feeling was intoxicating. Late-night messages slowly turned into confessions. He told her he felt trapped. He told her there were things he couldn't share with anyone else. He told her he needed her, and she believed him, every word. The line between spiritual guidance and emotional seduction blurred. By the time she realized they were too deep, she didn't want to turn back. Because for the first time in years, someone made her feel wanted. But Broads had a life outside their bubble, a wife, a new calling, a new path. And as his career grew, the distance between them grew too. When he moved to Tennessee for a prestigious pastoral role, Latosha felt the shift immediately. The calls were shorter, the texts came slower, his tone changed. He wasn't hers anymore, and the woman who built a career helping others hold themselves together finally felt herself coming apart. Broads promised he just needed time, but love affairs built on lies only last as long as convenience. And as months passed, convenience ran out. Latosha tried to move on. She buried herself in work. She told herself it was over. But love, especially desperate, hungry love, never leaves clean. Every time he posted a smiling picture, every time she saw him preach online, every time she imagined him with his wife, her heart cracked a little more. This wasn't a love story anymore. It was the beginning of an obsession, quiet at first, then louder, then impossible to control. And one day, when the final message came, the one where Broads said he was stepping back, moving forward, finding peace, something inside her snapped. Not suddenly, not violently, just a small quiet break, the kind of break that grows, the kind that spreads, the kind that whispers, he promised he loved you, he promised you mattered, why does he get to walk away? The answer in her unraveling mind became clear. He doesn't. This was the moment the tragedy began. Not with a gun, not with a plan, but with a heart that could no longer take being forgotten. Chapter 2, The Spiral. Heartbreak doesn't explode all at once. Sometimes it leaks slowly, drop by drop, until a person is drowning and doesn't even notice. For Latosha Daniels, the drowning began the moment Broads stopped answering quickly. She watched his messages turn from warm paragraphs to clipped sentences. She replayed old voice notes just to hear the man he used to be. She smelled his shirts, reread his compliments, and convinced herself he must still feel something. He had to, because she had given him everything, her time, her loyalty, her secrets, her body, her future. Yet every passing day felt like he was slipping through her fingers, choosing a life that didn't include her, choosing his wife, choosing his church, choosing peace without her. In the quiet corners of her apartment, her mind began stitching together a story that felt more real than reality. That she had been lied to, used, discarded, that she had been played. Night after night, she stared at the ceiling, replaying every moment. The promises, the whispers, the future he painted, the love he claimed. Her stomach twisted, her chest tightened, her thoughts became jagged, sharp-edged things. She told herself she needed closure. Then she told herself she needed answers. Then she told herself she needed him. But when she imagined him holding his wife, laughing with her, touching her, comforting her, the need turned into something darker. A storm began to build, a storm she couldn't control. The breaking point. One night she opened her phone and scrolled through every message they had ever sent each other. Years of secrets, years of intimacy, years of moments that now felt like lies. She typed a message, "We need to talk, I need to see you." He read it, but he didn't respond. That silence was the loudest sound she had ever heard. Her mind twisted the meaning. He wasn't just avoiding her. He was abandoning her. He was mocking her. He was living happy while she lay in pieces. She began to pace, then shake, then cry, then curse, then whisper to herself, "This isn't fair. This isn't right. He doesn't get to do this." Jealousy burned into rage. Rage melted into despair. Despair hardened into resolve. In her unraveling mind, she reached one conclusion that felt like truth. He had broken her heart, and she needed to make him understand that pain. The plan that didn't feel like a plan. The next morning, she drove in circles for hours, replaying imagined conversations in her head. Each one ended with him apologizing, begging, admitting he had used her. But Broads wasn't there. He wasn't saying anything. He wasn't giving her even the closure she felt she deserved. Her mind began to whisper solutions, dangerous, emotional, irrational. She didn't see them as a plan. She saw them as justice. When she walked into the gun store, she was eerily calm. The fluorescent lights buzzed overhead as she filled out the paperwork. The clerk didn't ask questions. People buy guns every day. To the world, it was a normal Monday. To her, it was the day her heartbreak took physical form. She bought a Ruger 9mm handgun. Somewhere deep inside, she told herself it was for self-protection. Somewhere deeper, she told herself it was for suicide. Somewhere even deeper, a quiet, trembling voice whispered the truth she didn't dare admit. "You're going to see him, and he is going to listen this time." The drive to Tennessee. She started the car. Her hands were shaking. Her breathing was uneven, but her focus was razor sharp. Phone on the dashboard. GPS set to his Tennessee address. 3 hours of highway stretching ahead in a blur. With every mile she drove, her emotions churned. Fear, longing, anger, hope, revenge, confusion, love. But by the time she crossed the state line, one feeling had swallowed all the others. Determination. She was going to look him in the eyes. She was going to make him acknowledge her. She was going to deliver the pain he gave her. Not to kill him, she told herself that over and over. No, just to make him understand. But heartbreak is a dangerous fuel. And once ignited, it doesn't burn clean. She pulled into the apartment complex as the sun began to sink. Lights glowed softly in the windows. Families moved inside their homes, unaware that grief was walking toward a door with a loaded weapon and a trembling soul. In the hallway, she paused, one deep breath, one last chance to turn around. But she didn't. She knocked, and inside, Pastor Broads Perry opened the door, smiling politely, unaware he was about to face the storm he helped create. Everything was quiet in the apartment that night. But quiet doesn't last forever. Chapter 3, The Murder. The hallway felt too quiet as Broads opened the door. Too welcoming, too normal for what was coming. He greeted her like an old friend, polite, cautious, a bit nervous. Behind him, his wife Tabitha hovered with a soft smile, trying to make sense of the unexpected visit. And there stood Latosha, trembling beneath her coat, eyes shimmering with a mix of longing, exhaustion, and something darker than either of them guessed. They invited her in, because why wouldn't they? To them, she was a familiar face. To her, they were the couple who held the life she believed should have been hers. 40 minutes of pretending. The apartment was warm, lived in, full of small traces of a happy marriage. Photos on the wall, a candle burning on the counter, 2 mugs beside the sink. Every one of those details felt like needles against Latosha's skin. They sat, talked, laughed politely. Broads asked about her job. Tabitha asked if she wanted anything to drink. Everything felt normal, unbearably normal, until the normalcy itself became unbearable. Because every smile Broads gave his wife, every soft glance, every shared expression, Latosha saw it as betrayal. Her mind twisted the scene. He replaced me. He lied to me. He's happy without me. He never loved me at all. She stared at him, waiting for a sign, anything, that the man she once knew still cared. But he avoided her eyes. He spoke like a pastor, not a lover. He spoke like someone who had moved on. And with every second that passed, something inside her cracked further. When Tabitha walked her to the door, finally, after almost an hour of forced conversation, Tabitha stood and said, "Let me walk you out." It was kindness. It was courtesy. It was the exact wrong thing to do. Because as they moved toward the door, leaving Broads in the living room, Latosha felt a rush of panic. "This is it. He's letting me leave. He's choosing her again. I'm nothing to him." The storm inside her, building for years, decades, generations of abandonment and trauma, finally broke open. She turned, the moment everything collapsed. Her hand went inside her coat, her fingers wrapped around cold metal. And before Tabitha could even process the movement, Latosha pulled out the gun. Time didn't slow. It shattered. Broads looked up from across the room, confused. Then horrified, as the barrel rose. "Latosha, no!" But the first shot was already fired. A thunderous crack, a flash of light, a body hitting the floor. The bullet tore into Broads' chest. He staggered back, eyes wide, choking on air that no longer reached his lungs. Tabitha screamed. She dropped to her knees beside him. "Broads, baby, please stay with me." But Latosha wasn't finished. Years of heartbreak surged into her throat, forcing words out raw and trembling. "You broke my heart." Another shot, and another, each one echoing every betrayal she felt, real or imagined. The wife's desperate plea. Tabitha tried to shield her husband, pressing her hands against his bleeding chest, sobbing, begging for mercy. But when she looked up, Latosha aimed directly at her. "Please, don't." The gun fired. Tabitha fell sideways, clutching her shoulder, blood running down her arm. The apartment filled with screams, choking breaths, the metallic smell of gunpowder and death. The final seconds, Broads' breaths turned into gasps, then into silence. Latosha stood over the man she claimed to love, her chest heaving, the gun still trembling in her hand. She did not run. She did not hide. She simply stared at the body, at the wife, at the life that had slipped away long before she squeezed the trigger. And in that moment, the weight of what she had done pressed down on her like gravity gone mad. Sirens screamed in the distance. Neighbors pounded on their doors. The world outside kept spinning. But inside that apartment, time had already stopped. What this story truly is, not just a murder, not just jealousy, not just heartbreak. It was the inevitable eruption of a life filled with wounds that were never stitched shut. A woman who never learned how to be loved without fear. A man who played with emotions he could not control. A marriage caught in the crossfire of secrets and lies. And one night, one tragic, irreversible night, every hidden fracture finally broke open. There was no plan, no escape route, no careful execution, just a heart so devastated, so desperate, so delusionally wounded, that it chose the most permanent expression of pain, violence. A violence that ended a life, destroyed another, and left a community forever asking the question, how can love turn into something this dark?